Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hossenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. North Dakota cropland values flattened from 2025 to 2026, but pastureland values continued to rise. Pastureland values increased approximately 7% from 2025. Since 2021, North Dakota's statewide pastureland values have increased from $972 to $1,556 per acre, reflecting a 37.5% increase in 5 years. The values are based on the North Dakota Department of Trust Land's annual land survey data. May is Beef Month, and the North Dakota Stockmen's Association is inviting youth ages 3 to 12 to celebrate the delicious, nutritious food and the economically significant cattle industry by participating in the organization's first ever Beef Month coloring contest. The official coloring contest sheet can be downloaded at www.ndstockman.org, or hard copies can be requested by calling 701-223-2522. Crayons, color pencils, or markers can be used. Entries must include the child's name, age, mailing address, and phone number for his or her parents or guardians. All entries must be received at the NDSA office at 4520 Ottawa Street in Bismarck by May 30th. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association will be bringing its 2026 Spring Roundup Series, The Story Continues, to Hannaford, Woodworth, Napoleon, Carson, Belfield, and Berthold in June. The Spring Roundup serves as the organization's district meetings and will include socials, suppers, informational speakers, and the NDSA Nominating Committee meeting and local brand inspector meetings. Each Spring Roundup will begin at 5 p.m. with a social, which is followed by a local brand inspector's meeting at 5:30 p.m. and a supper at 6 with the informational program and nominating committee meeting after that. All times are local. The details of each Spring Roundup are as follows. The District 1 Spring Roundup will be held June 4th at the Hannaford Mercantile Company in Hannaford. The District 2 Spring Roundup will be held June 3rd at the Woodworth Fire Hall in Woodworth. The District 3 Spring Roundup will be held at the American Legion in Napoleon on June 2nd. The District 4 Spring Roundup will be held June 9th at the Grant County Fair Building in Carson. The District 5 Spring Roundup will be held June 10th at the American Legion in Belfield. And the District 6 Spring Roundup will be held June 8th at the Berthold Sportsman Club in Berthold. The Spring Roundups are free and open to all. All times are local, like I said. Pre-registration is not required, but is helpful for planning purposes. To pre-register, visit www.ndstockman.org and click on the Spring Roundups image or call 701-223-2522. The NDSA is now accepting entries for its 2026 North Dakota Junior Beef Expo, a multi-breed junior field day. It will be held June 27th and 28th at the McKenzie County Ag Expo in Watford City. The show will feature breeding heifer and market steer shows, showmanship contests, and networking opportunities. Youth will compete and develop friendships with others who are interested in the beef industry. A link to the entry information, rules, and more can be found at www.ndstockman.org or on the NDJBE Facebook page or by contacting NDSA Special Projects Director Jade Kosky at our office at 701-223-2522. Entries are due June 5th. The 24th Annual North Dakota Stockmen's Association Feedlot Tour will be held June 16th and feature two stops near Drake, North Dakota. The feedlots, operated by Rodney Schatz and Andrew Bromley, both include backgrounding operations and practical facility designs that support cattle management, environmental stewardship, and efficiency. The tour will be depart from Anner Base of Drake along Highway 52 at 10:30 a.m. Central Time and return there at approximately 3 p.m. Central Time. For 96 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hossenwinkle signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.